Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about anticipation. Now, whenever I think about anticipation, I always think back to the old ketchup commercial that used to air on TV, and that was with the Carly Simon song called Anticipation, and it encouraged people to be patient and waiting for their ketchup to come out of the bottle. And that's all they did was pour that bottle, and it took so long for it to come out. So that song fit perfectly. And it helped me understand such a big word as a kid, because I had often struggled to get my ketchup out of the bottle, too. And also, of course, as a young boy, I can remember waiting on various things to come about in life. It always seemed really difficult as a child, I think, to wait on things. And when I was told my grandparents were coming to stay with us, I would have a great deal of anticipation as I waited. And back in those days, you didn't have cell phones available that showed your location or of course, gave a way to send a text telling you or telling others that you're almost there. And so the only way I dealt with anticipating their arrival was to sit with my knees on the couch in front of our bay window, and then I'd lean up against the back of the couch out that window. I'd see if their car was on its way and about to turn into the driveway. You know, other times I dealt with anticipation was also during the holidays, like Christmas. You know, as an adult, it feels like the Christmas season flies right by, but as a child, it felt like forever to wait on that day to come, mainly because I would have some things on a list, a gift or two in mind that I would ask Santa for, of course, and couldn't wait to see if it came. You know, I can also remember hearing about a cartoon TV special every now and then that would be scheduled to air. And I had a lot of anticipation waiting on the date of that airing of the show. And of course, back then, if you missed a TV show, you were out of luck. We didn't have DVRs and streaming services or even VCRs in the early 70s. And so if you missed the show, you had to hope that they would re-air it or do it as a rerun, of course, later on at a later date. But the definition of anticipation takes us further beyond just waiting for something to happen. It brings the element of expectation into the mix. You know, it's a matter of waiting while expecting for something to happen. And I think this concept goes hand in hand with having hope in life, doesn't it? You know, I know that in the music business, there was always a level of anticipation in my life as we were waiting on different decisions to come regarding my band and my music and all the different things you put out there. And several times we were waiting to hear from record labels as to whether they would sign us to a record deal, a recording contract or not. And a few times the anticipation worked into realization as we did sign with a few labels over the years. But many times that anticipation turned into some sort of disappointment as we would be told that our band didn't tour enough or we needed more of a following or we just didn't fit the style of band or artist they were looking for at the time. You know, I think being a musician over the years helped me get some thick skin there when it came to dealing with bad news, especially in that area. You know, one situation that gave me a lot of anticipation yet never panned out was the possibility of performing inside the Magic Kingdom at Disney World. And we had been invited by the talent buyer there at Disney to perform for a Battle of the Bands in one of their clubs at what is now called Disney Springs. And that alone was an amazing experience, just to be able to play on the property. But sadly, we had decided to try using some tracks to back up our songs with some fuller vocals and some drum loops and keyboards, that type of thing. And only we had the tracks glitch in the middle of our set, and that created a super awkward moment of it going skipping, which caused us to unplug the tracks right away and just play and use our own instruments and vocals for the rest of the time. But I still knew the talent buyer was a fan of our music, so I spent the following couple of years trying to still work things out to play the festival inside the park. But as the old saying goes, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So we never got to play inside the Disney parks, but you know, just in the Disney Springs area, as I mentioned. And although we still do put that on, and did, of course, on our resume, put Disney on there, since we did play at the resort. But we did, however, get to play twice inside the Universal Studios Orlando Park for their Christian Music Festival. And talk about anticipation. You know, we had a ton of it as we approached our performance dates at that event. And we were a little nervous, but had the anticipation that we would give our all to provide a great show for that audience. You know, another huge moment or moments that I experienced in my life was anticipating the arrival of our kids. And we knew that we were having a girl when we knew that Faith was on her way, my daughter Faith. And then, of course, we knew we were having a boy when my son Tim was on his way. So we were able to shop accordingly for the items we thought they would need. And we got the decorations we thought would look best in their rooms. But no amount of anticipation prepared me for that feeling and rush of love that I felt when I heard those little voices cry after being born. You know, knowing that I would forever, from that moment on, be known as a dad or be known as dad. That was just overwhelming. And yes, I felt overwhelming love for my wife, of course, and treasured that feeling. But becoming a parent was very different. I couldn't help but tear up as I was overcome with emotion in that room. You know, God truly blesses us with our children and in our lives, doesn't he? And that brings me to what this week means to us as believers. As I record this and it airs, it is Holy Week, which is the week leading up to Easter. And this week makes me think about the anticipation we have for all of the activities that take place at our church. You know, we use Wednesday to stuff Easter eggs, and then we have a Good Friday service, and that's followed the next day by an Easter egg hunt for the kids. And then on Easter Sunday, we have a sunrise service early that morning, and then a breakfast that follows, and then our main celebration service to cap off the week. But more than the activities we plan and perform this week, it is important to understand the anticipation God felt in sending his son Jesus to this earth as a sacrifice for our sins. Remember that feeling I described earlier from when my kids were born? Just imagine determining that those precious babies should be given as a sacrifice so people who don't even follow you might be saved because of that sacrifice. There's a scripture that is a super well-known one. In fact, you see people holding up signs at football games that say this, but it's John 3:16, and that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever," King James says whosoever, "believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." See, he gave his Son out of love and anticipation that we would accept him as our Savior and Lord, which would then make him our bridge to allow us to be in his presence for eternity. You know, he knew that it would be an instantaneous event. You know, we're living 2,000 years after his son was on the earth. And so it is something where that even lasted throughout that time, throughout 2,000 years. But yet he had that anticipation that we would accept him as our Savior now, after all those years. And of course, his ways are higher than our ways, and a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day, it says in the Word to him. But all of heaven is anticipating you coming to accept Jesus into your heart if you haven't done that yet. You know, maybe you have done that, and that's why you're listening, and we appreciate you listening. But if you haven't, you can do so right now. And what an awesome Easter gift to receive. And of course, to have Jesus accepted into your heart, the one who the holiday is even based on, right? And if you want to do so, you can just pray this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for the sacrifice you made so that I might receive salvation and receive the gift of eternal life in heaven with you. Please forgive me of my sins and help me to walk forward in your righteousness. I accept you into my heart today. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me why you went to the cross by saving me. In your name I pray. Amen. Whew! If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, you are now saved. Make sure to choose a church of your choice to celebrate your new lease on life and truly experience what it means to worship God on Easter. For doing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDoug, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, at yahoo.com. And make sure to check out our new YouTube channel for some exciting adventures and enhanced versions of our podcast. And you can follow us on Facebook for product mentions and other information about our podcasts and our episodes. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us, and God bless.